Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3315B, and today's date is March 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Sends a Message to the American People, Black Swan, Trump, I Love the Truth. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now panicking because everything that they tried to do to Trump is not working. Trump is the nominee. The entire push to sell his assets didn't work. And the deep state, yes, they're panicking right now. And like we said from the very beginning, I do believe the information war is going to go physical. And I do believe that we're already starting to see this. And just out in Baltimore, what did we see? We saw a ship lose power like twice, and all of a sudden it crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And this is very, very interesting. And of course, there's multiple agendas with this, but I do believe one of the agendas is that the deep state players, they wanted to send a message to the people of this country and to Trump. And what's very interesting about this, and if you go back a little bit in time, remember the movie Leave the World Behind when there was a cyber attack? Remember the first scene? There was a cargo ship that actually lost control. It was cyber attacked and it ran aground. Think about this for a second. And now we have a cargo ship where it lost power twice and ran into a bridge. Now, the bridge, the name of the bridge is Francis Scott Key. Who is Francis Scott Key? Well, he wrote our national anthem. Think about this for a second, the Star Spangled Banner. He wrote our national anthem, and this cargo ship ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge and destroyed the bridge. Is the deep state sending a message saying that, yes, we're going to destroy this country? It's starting to seem that way. And yes, I know there's many other agendas with this, because this was a very big port. It exported coal to other places. And this is the 17th largest port in this country. So yes, is this a very important port? Absolutely. Does it affect the economy? Absolutely. And when you start to look at this, I do believe this is all part of their agenda. And yes, they're going to try to funnel money into this area. So I do believe there is multiple things happening all at once. Number one, hurt the economy and try to make it look like that the reason for the economy failing is because of what happened in Baltimore. Number two, Biden has already made the announcement that he's going to rebuild this bridge and the government is going to pay for it. Well, doesn't Biden need money? Does he need a lot more of it? Of course he does. Do you think this money's really going to go to the bridge? Most likely not. It'll probably be laundered someplace else, but you can see they're going to use this. Actually, Obama sent billions of dollars into Baltimore where he was going to rebuild Baltimore. How did that work out? Well, we lost all the billions of dollars. Has Baltimore been rebuilt? Absolutely not. And I do believe the other part is, yes, the deep state players, they sent a message and they showed everyone, look, this is what we're going to do. We hate the Constitution. We hate the national anthem. I mean, they've been telling us that. I mean, if you look at what's going on, they're bringing in the Black national anthem to the football games. They're trying to say that, hey, this country was built on slavery. They've been telling us all along they hate the Constitution. They don't like this country. They've been calling the people of this country all different names. They're not hiding it anymore. They're telling you, and I do believe with this, they are not hiding it. And I do believe that everything that we're witnessing, everything that's happening right now, they're going to escalate. Why? Because think about what's happening right now. The deep state players, they're being exposed every step of the way. What was exposed? Well, the Biden crime family, the 20 shell companies, him taking money from all foreign governments. Do you think he's the only person? Absolutely not. But you got to start someplace. You got to wake the people up. Yes, this is going to lead into Obama. Yes, this is going to lead into Hillary Clinton and many others. And what else has been exposed? Well, Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia. It's all coming out right now. And think about what just happened. They raided P. Diddy. They raided his house. He supposedly, allegedly, escaped on his jet to the Caribbean where they don't have any type of extradition treaty. Do you think this was all by coincidence? Do you think the FBI just raided it just to raid it? No. This was already set in motion. They already knew what he was doing for a very long time. There's been an investigation going on for quite a while. I do believe that P. Diddy, Rachel Chandler, and many other, this is all linked. And this is just the beginning. Remember, you just can't tell people there's a pedophilia network and there's human trafficking. You need to bring people into the fold very, very slowly so they can accept what is really happening. Because a lot of people, they don't believe this. And that's why I do believe we haven't seen the names in Epstein's black book yet. First, you got to set this up. You got to bring in the players. I mean, look at Nygaard and all the rest. People are starting to learn, okay, I see it. It's these people have been doing something. They have model agencies. And yes, they're involved. But now you're starting to see certain other players and they're involved. And people are scratching their head going, wow, is this much bigger than I thought it was? I do believe this is going to continue on. And eventually what's going to happen, yes, the black book, the names are going to be revealed. And then people will be able to accept all this because this information is being dripped out and they're digesting it. Now we see what he's been doing. Look who's been involved with it. And you're going to see more and more names come out. Now we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's just talk about what Biden said, because he's talking about healthcare right now. And of course, what he likes to do and Obama likes to do and Hillary likes to do, they like to tell you that, hey, we're the ones that are giving you your rights. Hey, by the way, we are the ones that take care of your children, the state, not the parent. Remember when Obama said that people don't build anything? It's the government that builds stuff. Well, this was messages that were being put out there to say that they're the ones who build everything. They're the ones who take care of your children. They're the ones who take away or give you your rights. Well, where do the rights come from? If you look back at the Constitution, the Founding Fathers were very clear. You are born with these rights, so the rights come from God. But they like to try to convince you that, oh, no, no, we can give you the rights. Like abortion, they keep saying that this is your right. No, that's not a right whatsoever. Healthcare is not a right. But Biden, he put this out and said, on my watch, healthcare is a right in this country, not a privilege. No, it's a privilege. It's not a right. And Thomas Massie responded to this and said, presidents don't get to invent new rights for people to take things from other people. Our country does not work that way. And he's absolutely right. And we could see that they're trying to convince the people that they're the ones who give you the rights. Why have they been doing this? Because they want you to believe that I can give it and I can take it away. But those aren't rights. Those are privileges. See, our founding fathers, they were very, very specific. These rights that you were born with cannot be taken away from anyone because you were born with them. God gave them to you. And that's what they meant from when they wrote the Constitution. They were very, very clear in this. So your right to speak freely, your right to have free press, your right to own a weapon, your right to be secure in your personal belongings without search and seizures, these are all your rights, and it cannot be taken away. And they made sure of this because they knew that there's going to be a tyrannical government that was going to come back into power. And they knew that they were going to try to go after all of these things. And they knew that the people needed these things to beat the tyrannical government. Remember, they went through this before. This is what they fought against. They already know this. And now the people are actually learning this. And the people are starting to wake up and they're starting to realize how important the rights are, how important the Constitution is. And I do believe people are going to find out that, yeah, this is really, really important, because when a tyrannical government comes into existence, what do they do? What is their first act? Is to actually try to get rid of your rights, to actually try to shut you up, to try to get rid of your weapons, to actually search you, to actually seize your properties. And we're all seeing that play out right now. But we could see that Biden, he's in a little bit of hot water, as the fake news would say about Trump, which was never happening. The walls are closing in on Biden right now. And what's very interesting is that the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch and the Daily Quail or News Foundation, they petitioned the Delaware Supreme Court to reopen their case to release Biden's Senate records after special counsel Robert Hur revealed that the University of Delaware misled the courts. The University of Delaware refuses to release Biden's records and said that the papers will not be released until 2 years after Biden retires from public office. So Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation, they initially filed the Freedom of Information Act request lawsuit in 2020 for all Biden's Senate records, all 1,850 boxes of records. And remember, what's in there is probably the sexual assault complaint filed by Tara Reid and the other quid pro quo type of agreements that he made with other leaders. I do believe they hide their crimes. That's why they build the libraries. They like to hide all this stuff. And hopefully Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation, hopefully they're able to get these records from this new lawsuit. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Chairman Jim Jordan and James Comer of the House Committees on Judiciary and Oversight, they have threatened Attorney General Merrick Garland with contempt in a new letter. The two subpoenaed Garland on February 27 for access to audio recordings of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interviews with Biden and his ghostwriter, Mark Zwanzer, during Hur's investigation of Biden's mishandling of classified documents. But according to the letter, the DOJ has only supplied the committee with the redacted transcripts of Hur's interview of Biden and continues to withhold the audio recordings. Now, that's very interesting. I thought he was going to be the most transparent administration. Why are they holding all this back? I think we know. And I think that the Patriots, they will finally get this information, just like they got information about January 6th and the documents from the Unselect Committee. I do believe in the end they will get this information, and this information will show that, yes, Biden, he lies. Yes, Biden's a criminal. Yes, he's treasonous. And this is why they're hiding it. Remember, the cover-up always gets you, because once that information is released, it shows that you're hiding it for a specific reason. It was because you were guilty. I mean, look at the Unselect Committee. Look at the things that they buried because they didn't want people to see it, because it would exonerate Trump. Well, that's a cover-up, and it shows that they were guilty of everything, and they were lying about what really happened on January 6th. So this really doesn't go to their case. It actually hurts them in the end. And what's very interesting is we can see now everything is not going well for the deep state players and their pedo world. Everything's really starting to fall apart. And like I said from the very beginning, you really need to wake the American people up first. You need to bring them into the fold, because a lot of people just don't believe this. Yes, they know Epstein, something was going on there, but they think that these are disgusting, dirty criminals. Those are the people that have been using Epstein Island. Well, what they're going to come to find out is that, no, it's the people in Hollywood, the corrupt politicians, CEOs, and many people that they've seen on TV and other places. And this is going to shock a lot of people. So I do believe by bringing everyone into the fold with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and NXIVM and all that, that was the beginning. That was the start. Now, if you notice, we're going into the Hollywood scene, the music scene. And now all of a sudden, P. Diddy, he's front and center. And what's very interesting is that 50 Cent, he was continually calling out Diddy, and he was absolutely right. And what's very interesting is now 50 Cent is calling out Jay-Z on Instagram. Oh, that's very, very interesting. So is he next? Remember, one leads to another, which leads to another. And Diddy's drug mule, he was arrested at Miami Airport at the same time the rapper's sons were put into cuffs during raids on his mansion. Brendan Paul, 25, was arrested at Miami Opa-locka Airport. He's accused in a lawsuit of procuring drugs for Diddy and associates. So this is completely falling apart for Diddy right now. And people are watching this play out. Liz Crokin put this out on X and said, 50 Cent says Diddy done. 50 is all over social media calling out Diddy. Diddy wrote on Instagram that he tried to tell you all, but no one listened, and that this shit is a movie. So we could see that everything is starting to fall apart, and it looks like Diddy might have taken his private jet down to the Caribbean island, and there's no extradition treaty on this island. Now, was he on the plane? Maybe, maybe not. I don't see why he wouldn't be. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Prince Harry's name was in the U.S. court filings, and it's related to a $30 million lawsuit that claims rap and business mogul Sean Diddy sexually abused men and women and also participated in sex trafficking activities. The lawsuit was filed by record producer Rodney Jones, who named Prince Harry an affiliate of Combs. So this is very interesting that Prince Harry was involved in this, because we know most likely in the Epstein Black Book, we're going to see royalty, we're going to see Hollywood, we're going to see CEOs and corrupt politicians, not just from the United States, but around the world. But remember when we had AOC defending Biden, saying that there is no crime that he committed, and we had Babalunsky say, yes, it's RICO, that's the crime. Well, you know what crime Diddy is being brought up on? RICO charges. So he was running a RICO enterprise that functioned like a criminal organization. So I guess that is a crime. That's very interesting. But we were told about all of this going way, way back to certain posts like Post 3136 and many others. And we know that this is going to lead to Rachel Chandler, because she was a child handler. And the records are being unsealed. And I do believe that the FBI probably already spoke to Rachel Chandler. And this is where they got a lot of their information. But we can see there are many, many other posts that actually have Diddy with Rachel Chandler. There's a picture of that. And Average Joe Patriot 1776 put this out. Q tried to tell us, spot on, Andy, from Q Drop 3138, who is Rachel Chandler plus Epstein Island. And that's absolutely true. And it shows Rachel Chandler with many, many different stars. If we go to Post 3396, the second line down says, did the FBI DOJ interview Rachel Chandler? I do believe absolutely yes. And they probably got the information from this. So I do believe this is just the beginning, showing that there is a pedo network. Actually, if you go back a little bit in time, Trump during the pandemic and times after that, he said, yes, human trafficking is real. The internet is used, and it's much, much larger than people can even imagine. So I do believe the human trafficking, the child trafficking, the pedophilia, that's all going to start to come together. And remember, it all started with Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, NXIVM, Nygaard, and the rest. And now it's moving into other players, and people are starting to learn. And I do believe the network is going to be put out there so people could see the connections. Because remember, one leads to another, which leads to another. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. And again, what do they want to do? They don't want this information out there. They want it covered up. Now, was the cargo ship, was that a distraction from what was coming out with P. Diddy? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe there are so many different agendas associated with this that it could be a possibility. But once again, we can see that the deep state players, I do believe, as this information comes out, they're going to be taking the information war to a physical war, because they won't be able to control the information. Because remember, the information is truth. And how do you combat truth? Remember, truth is backed up with facts, documentation. They can try to use propaganda. It just won't work. So if propaganda is not working, you don't have the ability to control the narrative because you lost control of the fake news. What do you do next? Can you shut down communications? Yes. Can you move everything into a physical war somehow, some way? Well, that's what World War III is. I do believe that's exactly where we're headed right now. And this is why they have the borders wide open. They have the borders open because if you're going to bring us to a physical war, you need a physical army. Can they use the military in this country to go after the people? No, that would look pretty darn bad. The optics weren't good. And most of the military, they wouldn't do it because they've taken an oath to protect this country from domestic and foreign enemies. Are the people of this country domestic enemies? Only to the deep state players, not to the military. And I'm not talking about TV generals. And this is why they're bringing all these individuals. But you could see that most of the people that are coming over the border, not just here in the United States, but around the world, these are all criminals, because you don't use upstanding citizens to fight your war. You need the criminals that have no moral compass, that commit crimes, and they have no problem doing it. I mean, just look out at Germany. Radio Genoa put this out and said, Germany, 100% of sexual offenders are immigrants. 62% of rapists are immigrants. 54% of murderers are immigrants. And 87% of skilled thieves are immigrants. Overall, immigrants commit 50% of the crimes in Germany. What do you think is happening here since they opened the borders? We're starting to see a lot more crime. We're starting to see a lot more rape. We're starting to see a lot more murder. The people now are seeing this. How do you wake the people up? You got to show them. You think the people are going to accept this in the end? Absolutely not. Because as it gets worse and worse, people push back. I mean, let's just take a perfect example. Remember all those different areas where they wanted to defund the police? And they did. What happened? Crime picked up. The streets weren't safe. People didn't want to do business there. People started to move out. What happened? The people said, whoa, wait a minute. Enough is enough. We can't take this anymore. And they started to fight back. And they started to fund the police once again. Let's talk about debt. Do you go to bed thinking about it? Do you wake up thinking about it? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy, without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry, because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. Or click the link in the description. What do you think is going to happen with all the illegals coming into this country? The people are going to say, okay, we've seen the murders. We've seen all this. Now we see this major event. Enough is enough. And the deep state, they're going to be struggling to try to keep their narrative. Biden is going to struggle to keep this narrative. This is why we need to bring in the illegals. Actually, it's already falling apart for them. And we can see that their misinformation and their disinformation researchers that have been telling X, this is what you got to take down. Well, that's completely falling apart on them too. And it looks like 60 Minutes, they ran a 13-minute segment and they had this individual on there who says, I'm a misinformation, disinformation expert, and I've been telling X, these are the things that you need to take down, and they haven't really been doing it. Really? So this one person's a misinformation, disinformation expert. Well, I remember when there was a lot of people saying that natural immunity is real, and they said that's misinformation. I remember when a lot of people were saying that the vaccines are a bioweapon. They said that was misinformation. I remember when there was a lot of people saying, hey, hydroxychloroquine works. Ivermectin works. I remember that was misinformation, disinformation. So who are these people? Well, they're paid by the deep state people. Tom Elliott put this out on X and says, last night, 60 Minutes ran a 13-minute segment decrying how unseriously X takes misinformation researchers, a.k.a. government-aligned censors. Leslie Stahl singled out Jim Jordan for chilling the work of these speech cops. Ironically, Stahl's segment was itself rife with misinformation, falsely claiming no one is dying from COVID vaccines, that Russia used social media to manipulate the 2016 election, that no one questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 election, etc. Once again, their anger is not about X becoming a safer haven for misinformation. Their anger that it's now harder for them to seed misinformation without being called out. There were so many stupid parts of this I wanted to focus on. I ultimately decided just to post the whole segment. Note the patronizing tone of Stahl's voice as she belittles the principles of free speech. It's clear Stahl and the misinformation experts she features see the American people not as fellow countrymen with whom they share common values, but rather subjects that must be controlled. And that's exactly how they see them. But the thing they forgot to mention is that, and they didn't disclose this, that the misinformation researcher it featured on their program, well, they received funding and collaborated with Biden's administration. University of Washington professor and researcher Kate Starbird was featured on the program about misinformation. She received money from Biden's National Science Foundation, granted $2.25 million in 2021, and the researcher collaborated with the Department of Homeland Security by serving on an advisory committee under its Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and they didn't mention that. So basically what the government is doing, they're using the people's money to fund these morons to say this is misinformation and this is how they're violating everyone's constitutional rights. That's pretty much what they're doing. And the people now, they see it. Remember, the fake news, they're not in control of the narrative. Yes, they can put these things out there, but when people see it on social media, it spreads very, very quickly, and everything that they're talking about is debunked in a matter of minutes. So the deep state, they're losing. The people of the world, they're starting to realize that, yeah, these people that say, oh, I was elected, I'm doing everything for your best interest, they're starting to realize that these people are installed, and the people now are turning on them. I mean, look at Canada, for example. A new poll predicts Trudeau Liberals will drop to third place right now, and his opposition has 223 seats. Trudeau has 39 seats. And we're not just seeing it out in Canada. We're seeing it out in France. We're seeing it in the Netherlands. We saw it in Argentina where we had Milei win, El Salvador, where the new president won there. And yes, this is going to spread to Germany, UK, you name it. And it's going to be game over for the deep state players because, again, the people, they're not stupid. When they see the information and they do a little bit of research and they start to think logically, they start to realize who the enemy is very, very quickly. And the people are starting to really realize this now. And they also realize that, yes, the deep state players, they're trying to push us into war. And remember, Trump, he let us know that, yes, he sees war coming. He sees China going into Taiwan. And just recently, Taiwan conducted missile drills in the face of China's military intrusion. So they conducted an air defense test, deploying U.S.-made Patriot missiles and its anti-aircraft artillery system, saying it will ramp up training in the face of Chinese military intrusions around the self-ruled island. And remember, China says, no, Taiwan belongs to us. So I do believe we're going to see something happen very, very quickly, and it's approaching. Just like we saw something happen out in Russia where we had ISIS terrorists decide to go into a concert hall, kill people, then burn the whole damn thing down. And I do believe, number one, this is bringing Obama into focus because remember, Trump, Putin, what did they do? They destroyed ISIS. And now the deep state, the CIA, is using ISIS once again. That's very interesting. But Chuck Colesto put this out and said, roughly 2 weeks ago, the State Department put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gatherings, concerts, or shopping malls. Yesterday, Kirby said he was unaware of any imminent terrorist threat in Moscow. So let's see. The threat was put out there because we know, we saw it, and now they're saying they had no idea. Very interesting. But if we go back to 2016, 2017, remember when Trump said, yes, Obama was controlling ISIS, Hillary Clinton was involved in ISIS? Well, if you go back to November 2016, there was an article from The Independent, and it says Julian Assange, which very interesting because he's now allowed to fight against the extradition to come back to the United States. Julian Assange said ISIS and Clinton Foundation are both funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now that's very interesting. So let's see. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Qatar, they are controlling ISIS. They're funding it. So it is the deep state army. You think the CIA is not involved in this? Absolutely. Of course, they don't come out and just say, hey, we're involved in this. They use others, other intermediates, to handle everything. And I do believe this is going to build as time goes on. And yes, it's going to get chaotic around the world. Remember, the deep state players, they're fighting for their lives. And yes, they will use physical force to try to get the people in line. This is why World War III is headed our way, and it's approaching very, very quickly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that COVID is completely imploding on them. People are really waking up and they're realizing that, yeah, you know something, this whole pandemic wasn't what they told us. The vaccine wasn't what they told us. And the people are starting to learn that they've been lied to. If you look out at Germany, Germany's public health agency, RKI, was aware that lockdowns caused more harm than good, and evidence for making masks mandatory was lacking. So they knew that all these protocols weren't going to work. Here in this country, they knew that all these protocols weren't going to work. And remember, they never showed us proof. Did they show any peer review documentation? Did they show us any science that backed any of this up? Absolutely not. They showed us absolutely nothing. Did you get the side effects from the bioweapon? No. Did you get the science and the proof that ivermectin doesn't work to help with COVID? No, you didn't get that either. Whenever the government tells you something, you just say it's a lie until it's proven. Show me the truth. If you're going to say something, I want to see document evidence that you're telling me the truth. If not, we just don't believe you. And I think that's the approach that people need to take at this point. You just can't say things without backing it up, especially if we're going to war, especially if there's a plandemic, especially if you want to put something into my body. And I think the people of this country need to start using that type of thought process. And I do believe that's what the people are doing now. They want proof. They're thinking logically now. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to ask a lot of questions. I mean, just take, for example, what's happening with Biden. You think the people aren't seeing that Biden has problems? He's not mentally fit? Well, a new poll came out, and it finds most voters have doubts about Biden's mental fitness. They think he's too old to be president. Now, that's very, very interesting. Of course, they're going to use the age factor because, again, they want to attack Trump. But a majority of U.S. voters have doubts about Joe Biden's mental fitness ahead of the November presidential election. And this is coming from a Harvard-Harris poll. So 57% said, I have doubts about his fitness when asked if they believe Biden is fit to serve as president of the United States. In contrast, 43% believe he is mentally fit by political affiliation. 27% of Democrats, 85% of Republicans, and 61% of independents. Others say they have doubts about Biden's mental fitness. Only 15% of Republicans and 39% of independents say Biden is mentally fit, as do 73% of Democrats. So I do believe as we go down this path, I do believe these percentage numbers are going to change. Actually, the Republican and independent numbers are going to go up saying he's not mentally fit. And I do believe the number for Democrats is going to go down and switch to the other side because, again, they're going to have a change of batter because Biden, he's not winning in the polls whatsoever. And he is no match for Trump. And they know this. They can't use the cheating system. He's not the guy. They need someone that's halfway decent. And I do believe this is why they're going to have a change of batter as we move forward. And I do believe they just got to make sure that Biden is the nominee. Once he's the nominee, I do believe that's when they're going to start to push him out. Now, will he go willingly or will he fight? If he fights, I do believe they're going to remove him with the 25th Amendment. If he goes willingly, then they'll make the case that he's too old, he can't make it, and we need somebody else in here. But let's see how this all plays out as we move forward. Now, what's very interesting is that out in Baltimore, I do believe the deep state players, they sent a message. And yes, there's many different agendas associated with this. But the number one thing is I do believe they sent a message. So a cargo ship, they struck and destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. And the ship looked like it lost power twice before impacting the bridge. And you could see it very, very clearly on the video. And it looks like it steered right into the bridge. Now, again, what's very interesting about this is where are the tugboats that usually guide these ships around bridges? I've seen it before. I don't know why there wasn't out there. And it's very, very suspicious. But Karma Patriot put this out and said the following. I've watched the crash 10 times. There wasn't a single car going across when it was hit. So the ship lost power, distress call, and mayday that stopped cars from going over. Miracle. Something huge was averted by Coast Guard. This happened in Arkansas one time. Much smaller bridge. My husband's buddy was in a bass fishing tournament and literally watched cars going into the water because they didn't know the bridge was out. This could have been so much worse. I'm watching the press conference with governors. Six are missing that were doing pothole work on the bridge. The May Day stopped all traffic before the collapse. I'm just in awe that this was caught. And yes, when you look at the bridge coming down, you could see the flashing lights, and it looks like maybe it was a cop car and it was construction vehicles, and they were doing something on the bridge. And when you look very, very closely, all traffic just stopped, and then the ship hit the bridge and the whole thing came tumbling down. Now, we need to remember that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for 25% of the country's coal exports. And this is a major port. I think it's ranked 17. And yes, this is going to hurt the economy in a certain way. Now, I do believe that this was one part of the agenda. Hurt the economy, blame the economy, the internals, where the internals are breaking apart, blame it on this, because this is going to have an effect on supply chains. It's going to have effect on many different things. So again, they can use this and blame with what we're seeing in the economy on this. Now, is this going to work? No, because people already know the economy was breaking apart and Biden is responsible for this. So I don't think this is going to work the way they think it's going to work. But the other thing that's very interesting is the first thing that Biden comes out to say is that he's going to reopen Baltimore port and he's going to rebuild the key bridge. And he wants the government to fund it. He wants Congress to support his efforts. So basically what he's saying is, listen, we need a lot more money and this is a perfect opportunity to get this money. Are you with me? How can't you be? Look, this is a disaster. Do you really think the money's going to go to Baltimore? Do you think it's really going to go all to the bridge? What they're going to do is what they did out in California with the high-speed train. Was that ever built? No, but millions and millions and millions of dollars were spent. Actually, go back a little bit in time. Go back to Post 3530, July 28th, 2019. Remember when Baltimore received $1.8 billion from Barack Obama? Remember his America Recovery and Reinvestment Act? Well, did they rebuild Baltimore? No. Where did the $1.8 billion go? Did anyone see an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act? No. Follow the money, follow the family. So that's very interesting. So yes, they're going to funnel the money through Baltimore. That's what they're going to try to do. And they're going to use this event and use the emotions to have Congress vote for this, because the deep state players, what do they need? They need money. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that on February 21st, 2024, there was an executive order on amending regulations relating to the safeguarding of vessels, harbors, ports, and waterfront facilities. Biden put this out. Let me just read the first paragraph here. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, including Section 1 of Title 2 of the Act of June 15, 1917, as amended, and in addition to the finding in Executive Order 10173 of October 18, 1950, and any other declaration or finding in force under Section 1 of the Act, I find the security of the United States is endangered by reason of disturbances in the international relations of the United States that exist as a result of persistent and increasingly sophisticated malicious cyber campaigns against the United States, and that such disturbances continue to endanger such relations. So, they were protecting the vessels, harbors, and ports from cyber attacks? That is very interesting. So do you think there was a cyber attack? It's very interesting. The ship lost power twice, and it looks like it was steered right into the bridge to collapse it. Now, let's go back a little bit in time to Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind. Remember, it was a movie about when the world got cyber attacked. People lost communications. And the very first scene of the movie was a cargo ship that lost control and rammed into the beach. Were they projecting that they were going to do something? It's starting to seem that way. Then think of the name of the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key was an American lawyer, author, amateur poet from Frederick, Maryland, best known as the author of the text of the U.S. National Anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. So what did the deep state just do? They brought down the creator of the national anthem. Haven't they been trying to destroy this? Yes, they have. But what's very interesting about this is that Andrew Jackson, he actually nominated Francis Scott Key to be the district attorney for the District of Columbia. And he served from 1833 to 1841. So that is very interesting because Andrew Jackson, he took down the central bank. Andrew Jackson drained the swamp. Trump gave a speech in front of Andrew Jackson's house. And I do believe he is following in the footsteps of Andrew Jackson. So did the deep state send a message to the people? I do believe so. I think they said, listen, we're going to destroy America. And how do you destroy it? Well, you destroy the national anthem, which pretty much, as a metaphor, that's exactly what they did, if you really think about it. Very, very interesting. And also it shows, which through their investigation, I wouldn't be surprised if they say, oh, yes, the ship was cyber attacked somehow, some way. Maybe they won't. Maybe they will. Let's see how this plays out. But General Flynn, he put out on X that this is a black swan event. Black swans normally come out of the world of finance, not military. The standard operating procedures for all U.S. ports, harbors, and bays that transit commerce and military activities are supposed to maintain an incredible level of discipline, rigor, and awareness for these very type of events to not occur ever. Yet, here we are. There are harbor masters for every single one of these transit points in America that are in charge of assuring the safety of navigation. Start there. And in the executive order, it actually talks about the harbor master taking control of everything. So who did they bring in? What did they actually do? This is very, very interesting. I do believe, yes, the deep state players, they're involved behind all of this. And yes, this was part of multiple agendas. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Truth Social, they have now merged with DWAC. And it looks like True Social is going to expand like we've never seen before. Now, what's very interesting about this is the timing, because now we're heading into the presidential election, and we know the deep state players, they're going to try to stop information every step of the way. And with all this money that is coming into True Social right now, and now they're allowed to get advertisers, True Social is going to be hardened. And I do believe they can put many different things to protect it moving forward. Plus, it's going to grow rapidly. And the deep state players are going to have a major problem, which means you're going to see a lot of truth come out of True Social. Even though they go after X, a lot of people are going to start to join up the True Social, and the truth will get out there. And this is why I do believe the deep state players, in the end, they're going to have to try to just shut down communications. Because remember, they're not winning the communication and the narrative war. They're losing that. And when you keep losing and you don't have the upper hand, what do you got to do? You got to shut it all down so nobody can hear this stuff. And I do believe this is when they're going to start to go physical. Yes, they're going to try to use cyber attacks. Yes, they're going to try to shut down communications. They're going to do whatever they are going to try to do. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared for this. They know that they're going to try to shut down communications. Trump already told us that we're heading towards war, which means the United States is going to be attacked one way or another, most likely with a cyber attack. There might be a physical event to scare the people. But in the end, what's going to happen is Trump, he's going to continually be pumping out the truth. The people on True Social are going to continually pump out the truth. The people on X are going to continually pump out the truth. And the truth is going to actually battle the propaganda every step of the way. And the deep state players, they will not be able to win the information war whatsoever. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are forcing them into some type of physical confrontation. So this way, the people can see it as clear as day. Remember, when they censor people behind the scenes, people really don't see this. When they do something physical, this is when people see it. And I do believe people are going to see it this time around. And that's going to wake a lot of people up. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I love True Social. I love the truth. And the truth will always win against propaganda. It will always win against the deep state. If you notice, Trump is always winning. The people are always winning. And the deep state's world is completely and utterly crumbling around them. Actually, what you're witnessing the destruction of the old guard. And the people now are seeing it. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.